1 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'd like to invite you to open up the Bible there with me.
Northwood this morning,
and we're going to have a lesson from God's Word in just a few minutes.
It's good to be back.
I first off want to say thank you to this congregation for the love
and
the endless support, encouragement,
food, calls, prayers in my absence,
that we've received from you.
I certainly appreciate Jared and Wes preaching for me last Sunday. I know they did a great job, and Barry and
your generosity has truly met our
Austin,
cup overflow.
Teaching my
we
class,
love you and we thank you so much for all that you've done for us.
And thankful that we have such resources.
Ella is at home with Mama this morning.
And I realize that
she's growing bigger every day.
Of resources that we have, and just asking for different
feeding her,
men.
She's going to be as big as
we
Brady.
Have so many
maybe bigger.
Able teachers, capable
but
preachers.
But that's okay because that's good.
And that is a great
and
blessing.
And Mama is doing better too. So
thank God for
we're truly blessed.
Thank
you for
Brother Barry,
all
for the prayer.
Love you've shown us in the last couple of weeks and for.
Going to
for
talk
Wes
about
and Jared,
gifts.
For their lessons last week, as
I'm
David
sure that,
said earlier, we are so blessed to have so
have
many men here who can step up
shopping
and
the last month
preach
or so,
God's word,
and
teach
can be
God's
a stressful
word.
Time of year trying to
today is
find
kind of a mixed
right
emotion kind of day
for
me.
On your list.
And
I'm
don't
sure
to embarrass them too bad,
of
but it's most of you know Jeremy and Andrea. This is their last Sunday, correct? I have been known to get up here and
I want to talk about a different kind of gift.
Glad I got that one right.
The kind of gift
they have been a lot to this
buy.
Congregation. I can
indeed,
honestly say they're
we all know this,
a couple
but sometimes we need
to
be reminded that the greatest gifts cannot be bought with money.
Just got wonderful servant hearts.
And those are the gifts that I want to talk about
in the
this
Northwest
morning. I want to relate all these
so
gifts to gifts that we give to our
families. Blessed
to
have them coming. And so we
our families
for
are the
you,
most important
you, we're
people
miss
to
you.
Us. Whether you're speaking of your mom or
we also
dad
want to
or
mention this morning
brother,
that the,
sister, husband or wife,
the young men's training class is going to be this afternoon.
As our brother
at 4
reminded
o'clock
us in his prayer,
group meeting three, which is going to be afterwards,
things.
It's going to be here.
These are the
and if you want to
people,
come and support our young
the,
men, we're just going to have about 45
possessions,
minutes
if you
readings,
will, that we have in our life that are the
songs,
most precious
men,
things to us.
If our men are comfortable yet,
and
we're going to
the non-material gifts that we
Lord's
give
Supper
them.
If not, we're going to keep working on that. But it's just such an encouragement
maybe one
to them
or two
and to me
in
to practice.
Specifically
and,
that my parents
we've got some
gave
talented
me
young
when
men
I was growing
here.
Up.
So we're very, very
but what I remember a whole lot more are the experiences that we had to get together. The times where it was just me and my dad having a conversation.
6,570 days.
Or my brother or my sister.
2 weeks ago I said that
things
that, is,
that, have shaped
that represents
my life
the amount of time
made me who may,
that we
I
have
today, not the
with our children.
That they gave me.
Before
that's
they turn 18
that
and they leave
the
our home.
Giving things is not important. I
some
think
of you are at different
giving
stages
gifts
in this.
Of a material nature is important because it shows honor.
I know for
it
me
shows
personally.
Appreciation. It shows, it's a way of go. Communicating love. But it is the
I know
the
for me personally, if I can get this thing
most.
To work,
I
sorry,
to talk to you
that's
about
not his fault.
Four
that's
different
my fault.
Gifts that we can give to our family.
I know for me personally, I'm on the
the
very
first thing
left
I want to talk
this,
about is time.
Chart.
To
and you know what's interesting
love
about this is that
T-I-M-E.
From December the 3rd.
There's nothing more important to our families than the time that
December
we invest
4th,
in them. And maybe that's
December
something
5th,
we need to be reminded.
December 6th.
Especially at this time of
December
year when
7th,
we're so busy.
December 8th. And I can remember that
so
day
many
that's
things
the,
to do
December 4th,
on our list.
Or 5th was the first day we gave her a bath.
It can be exhausting.
And the only thing she liked about that was getting out and getting
even at
in
a time of the year when we ought to
9th,
be thinking of our families more.
10th, 11th.
Is we forget
12th,
to stop. To 13. Slow down and to simply spend time with the people that matter most to us.
It is amazing.
In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul is basically telling us this very thing. He says, look carefully
you know, the Bible
then
calls
how you
on us
walk,
to number
not
our
as
days.
Unwise, but as wise, making
but have
the
you ever sit down and really thought
of
that
time,
I've only got 6,570 days with my child
because,
under my
he
roof.
Says, the days
it's sober.
Are evil.
I figured out that on
and
December
if you have
the 3rd, 2031,
Bible,
my daughter is going to turn 18
or circle
years old.
That word evil.
Kind of scary.
He's not
me.
Saying that what
and
we're doing each day is evil.
That we will always continue
this
to be a big part of their life.
This is more of
but
an
friends,
expression.
That window of time is so short.
In their time. Kind of
and as Matthew and I were talking this morning.
Simply saying the fact that the days are few.
I believe it's time to
we
really
don't have
look deep
that
inside
days.
Of us and
Justin
ask,
is
am I
reminded
doing everything I can?
His series that he's going
to
continue
to make the most of the days that we
morning,
have because
the,
so many are
the
already
limited
gone.
Amount
for
of
me,
days that we have
gone.
With our children. The days are evil,
and
they're
for some of you,
fast. And we need to
you
make
have
the
a
best
lot fewer days than
them.
I do.
And so
what
talk
I want
to
do with the second lesson in this
that
series
we
very quickly is not again to make mothers cry, although we did that last time
with our families. Let me say, first of all,
it's
that spontaneous
moments are the most
important moments.
And that's alertness.
We need to plan
talked about
our
it over
days.
And over
we
again.
We need to
prepare.
Be intentional.
Beware. Be
and
of the
schedule
day.
Time for
Matthew
our families
is a good example
and think
of that.
In that direction.
And this lesson
but Deuteronomy
is not
chapter
just
6, it talks about teaching
I want to
our
reiterate
children,
this once again this
diligently
morning.
Teaching them.
This lesson
and
is
not
just
teaching them at
I
the expected time.
I want to here to understand just how
on the Sabbath
badly
day, for example, be sure you sit down with your kids and you have a family devotion.
And the state of Alabama,
he says you need
did you know
39%
down
your house when you walk by the way,
families,
when you lie down, when you rise up,
that's a
2012 these words
statistic.
Need to be a part of our
did you know that 6% live with neither
and it's
parent.
Those times
7%
that you don't
live with their grandparents.
For, that are
and 4%
the most
live
important.
With
I remember
someone
one time
related to them.
I was with Katie.
This is not
and,
just an opportunity.
I was dropping her off at a soccer practice.
A calling for us
and
to reach out to those who are not our children and to make
and I was
them
in a hurry because I had
own.
A Bible study to go to.
James
and I only
chapter
had so
1
and
verse
time.
27 says religion
and, you know, in,
that
in
is
the time
pure
we were just sitting there doing
God,
nothing,
the
Katie
this,
said, well, why don't
to
we
visit
just kick
the orphans
ball?
And widows in their affliction
well,
and to keep
you know,
oneself
we're
unstained
kicking the
from
ball
the world.
There for a while.
So whether you're in high school
all I can think
and there
about
are someone in your class
why is he not here? I've got an important
you
thing
have an
to go
opportunity
to
help them. Whether you're a
what
grandparent
may have been a really
and your
great
grandchild
opportunity of just
maybe doesn't have
Katie
the strongest home
together.
Life, it's your opportunity
it's those
to help
little
them. But the clock is ticking.
In our life.
And so I want to continue
important.
This morning with thoughts from last week.
We're not even thinking about our family.
What we learned
but we
from
have
Paul's letter to the
to
church at Thessalonica in chapter 2
and
is
spend
this.
Quality time
Paul
with
said, as a newborn mother,
let's remember that it's the journey.
I want to share my life with
the destination.
As David said this morning,
most of
our
you know,
time
we were at
is so
Disney
important.
World this week, and that was an anniversary.
But Paul
trip
went on to continue
to
say, in order for me
to
share
to
my time
to
with you, I'm
going to
have
Christmas
to live the gospel. I'm going to have
and
to
we
show
went to
you.
Disney.
I'm
going to
have
kind of
to let my life be the biggest
children,
sermon I ever preached
and,
to you.
And we are taking them to Orlando.
And then finally, Paul said, as a father,
terrible parents,
I want you to be
but,
part of his
it gave us
and glory.
A unique experience of being at Disney without our kids. I mean, we've
as a
taken
father
them to
his
Disney
own
before,
children.
And we've experienced that.
So let's continue Paul's
being
thoughts, and let's learn three important lessons
the kids and, you know,
about
you're trying to get from
so
this thing to that
to
thing, and you've
days.
Only got so much time.
6,000.
You know, people are
500
sometimes irritable and hungry.
Let's read
and tired
1 Thessalonians,
and all
the second chapter,
thing.
And let's read verses 13.
But this time when we went, we got to observe parents. And one of the things that I noticed is that sometimes the families aren't really engaged with each other. They're only thinking about the next
and we
ride
also
that
thank
going
God
to
constantly for
how
this.
They're going to get there and how they're going to use their fast pass.
That when you receive the word of God, when
and
you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as what it really is,
do
the
this,
word of God,
do that.
Which is at work in you believers.
We forget
for
it's
you
not
brothers became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove us out, and displeased God and opposed all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles, that they might be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins, but God's wrath has come upon them at last. Verse 17, but since we were torn away from you, and remember,
we would
he's used the mother and the father illustration to help them understand how he feels about them.
You know what? It was great.
Since we were torn away from you, brothers.
This is before
now he's using the brothers'
tablets.
Illustration. It's family.
This is before you had
for a short
MP3
time in person, not in heart, we
in,
endeavored the more eagerly
out.
And with great
before
desire
had,
to see
you
face to face.
DVD player,
can you imagine how Paul
nice,
felt being
way.
Torn away
I mean, I'm not
from the
saying
people
those
he
things
felt like
terrible.
Were his own
there's
children?
A place for those things.
Because we
family,
wanted to
it,
come
it
to
does
you.
Make
I Paul again and again, but Satan hindered us.
But it also deprives
for
us
for what is our hope
of the most
or joy
moments.
Or crown of boasting before the Lord Jesus
my dad and my mom
at his coming.
When
is it
we
not you?
Drove up to Canada.
For you are
and
our
we just
glory
had hours of nothing to do, and so
crown.
We talked. And those conversations
we need to make the most
great.
Of the 6,570 days
about
we have. And the way we do that,
we also talked about God. And I think
as
about
we
that passage
want our children
6,
to receive the word
of
God from us.
About the Bible, about God.
I don't want to
we
rely
to
on David as great of a preacher as
we have
he
with
is.
Our families.
I don't want to
let's
rely
limit
on our elders here as great
all the stuff,
as we have
we
an eldership. Or our Bible class teachers
let's
great as our Bible class teachers are.
From all of that.
Or our vacation Bible schools. Or our gospel meetings.
I would suggest to you that the
I want
the
them to receive the word of God from
no electronics zones.
To
we're
teach
not going to have
them.
Anything on
notice
the table
what he says in verse 13.
Except us.
We also thank God constantly for this. That when you receive
and let me say that
the
they
word
don't have
God,
to be your
you
kids.
From us, You accept a lesson like it, this may seem to be man, only about really is, the Word of God, children. Which is at work.
But let's remember what Jesus said. When he looked around at the audience and they said, well, hey, your mom and your brothers and your sisters are outside. He said, no, those who keep my commandments, these are my brothers and my sisters.
How well do I know God's word? How well am I putting that in my child's heart?
And so if you don't have kids, you can adopt a child. As a country, and do all of these things. And the most important thing to do is spend time with them.
In fact,
and so just some ideas, I'm just going to throw out some things. If you have your outline, you notice I only gave you three places to fill in.
This was also a statistic in Time Magazine a few years ago.
Just pick a few.
Fewer than half of all adults can name the first four books of
this week to spend time with your family.
Many professing Christians cannot identify more than two or three of the apostles. 60% of Americans can't name even five of the
plan a movie night or a game
82% of Americans believe God helps those who help themselves is
actually a Bible verse. Because that's a great time to converse.
So that's
with
the culture
other.
We live in.
Drive a really long
way. How
are
we
way,
doing
like we did?
Actually,
you know,
maybe giving
you could
the word of God
the
to
ticket
our own
for everybody.
Children? That's a question I want to ask.
Just drive. Drive hours together.
And see, here's the important part about
and
it.
And spend a little bit of time.
They
with
need
no
to hear it from us because if
talk.
They don't.
Take your kid to work.
How will they obey
if
the gospel? How will they follow
kind of
after
thing,
God?
Especially with
go to Romans chapter 10, if you would, please. Please turn there with me. Romans chapter 10.
To work with you.
Verses 14 through 15.
Week for Monday, week for tomorrow. Plan a date night.
And while you're turning there, I want you to think of it this way.
With your daughter.
Every single person here.
Father, or with your son. If
from our
mom,
folks who have just graduated college. To our junior
break
high
someone's
kids.
Leaves.
To our grandparents.
A lot of
every single person in here is
yards,
a preacher.
And maybe there's someone you know that could use their
that's right. Every single person in here is
up.
A preacher. And I want you to understand
it's a great conversation
why.
Time with your kids.
Because we
as
have
well.
The responsibility of
visit
the
someone
word of God
and when I first
in people's hearts.
Put
planting
this
to
on
see.
The PowerPoint.
Romans 10 verse 14
thought,
puts it this way.
Someone with a lot of wisdom.
How then will they call on him
get your kids to talk
in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard?
Just some ideas. And you probably can think of a dozen.
How can we expect our children to love the Lord when they have never heard us talk about him? Or on a daily basis, they're not hearing God's word.
Philippians 4 and verse 5 says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone.
Or that there were challenges.
This is a unique word in the Greek,
but
reasonableness.
You
could underline reasonableness in your outline.
You're reading God's word every day together.
It's translated a lot of different ways.
I don't know
one of those words that
comprehending
translators
what
are
I'm
not
saying,
exactly sure how to define
but
it.
But if he or she is so young that they
word.
Can't
It's translated moderation.
Get in a habit.
Forbearance.
I've heard parents tell me that they believe their children can hear things from a very, very young age.
Graciousness, considerate,
start
unselfishness,
every
gentle
single
and
day,
kind.
Giving the word
so
of God.
So you get the idea of what this word kind of means. Here's what one
I want Ella to receive a lot of
commentator said about
good
this
grades,
word.
Awards,
moderation lies not
people,
in exerting authority
but I want her to
and
receive
power
the word
to the
of
uttermost,
God,
but in showing clemency. Not dealing with men according to the severity of laws and strict justice, but according to
because
equity,
only by receiving
with
the word of God
and
will she be
think about that,
saved
parents.
One day.
We're not
Romans 10 and verse 10.
About
notice what the writer there says. For with the heart,
sometimes we need to be
with the heart,
merciful
one believes,
our kids, showing forbearance
and is justified. And with the mouth, one confesses
strict
and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame.
Receding from what
Christ,
is a man's
how?
Due. And not rigidly.
Go to Romans 10 and verse 17.
Do you do that in your family?
So faith
sometimes?
Comes by hearing concerned and hearing through rights, the word of Christ.
Putting up with affronts. This applies to everybody. And injuries.
So
and bearing with them
with
patience.
Something.
And interpreting things
you
in the best
the
sense.
Word
this
of God
is really important.
The heart of
and putting
child.
The best constructions on words thinking,
yes,
and actions they will bear.
Maybe you
that's
don't
one of
know
the
how
last
to start.
Things we do sometimes to
maybe
our family
maybe you're
members.
Out of habit. Maybe you've
and
got
using
too much
inferiors
going on
and
in your
equals
life.
With all humanity, kindness, and respect.
We're starting a
basically
program
what
in
this
North
word
North
means
called
is it's
"Read
not
the
about
Bible
you.
In a Year," and we're going to read the Bible.
And what
together
that means is you're going to let them go first.
And every single
you're
day from January 1 to December the 31st,
the
as
first
a congregation,
line, first
we're
going to
read God's word,
served or whatever it is.
Would you, as a parent, be willing, or as a mentor, be willing to sit down with your child,
go,
or sit down with your
not
wife,
insisting on your
and read this every
choice.
Single day for a
you're
year?
You're going to let them have their way.
How would that change
you're
your marriage?
Give in.
How would that change your
you're
child's
put
life?
Put their preferences and needs
if
ahead
they knew that mom
of
and
your
dad.
Own. You're going to allow them room,
God's word,
brothers
to
and
put
sisters,
away work,
and even moms and dads,
and to put away hobbies.
You're going to allow them room to be a little annoying.
To put it in my heart.
Yeah, we annoy each other because we live with each other. You know, our friends at school, they're not so annoying, but we're only with them so much time.
I want us to consider this. Look at what
Paul says you learn when you're dating.
We also
when you're dating, everything's great about the person because you only see them on
Friday
night.
Of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not it.
Once you're married, you're with them 24/7, and you find out, you know what? It's a little annoying that they leave the cap
Paul,
off the toothpaste.
God for
those little things that just get under your skin
these,
and
these,
annoy
this
you.
Church was like his
well,
own
those
children.
Are the things that you
and so when he heard
and
that they accepted the word of God, when they received the word of God,
you consider their rights
to be
more important
God,
than your own, and you forgive.
He thanked God every day for
all
it.
And let things go.
How many of you parents who have
that's
children who are
gift.
Christians now,
the gift
thank
of
God every
the gift
single
of flexibility,
day that your child accepted the word of God and follows it.
Along with this, and
I
this is more
about
of a positive
a
way
for a
we
long
can choke,
time couldn't. That was my grandma.
A gift is kindness. And this is a
I remember having
word,
prayers with her at the table
that
even before
sometimes
I was a
give kind of
and this
second
is what
place
she would say.
In the Christian character.
She would say, God, thank you.
Did you notice
for
that in this
Michael's life
of what
one
love
more day
is
so
in 1 Corinthians 13?
Please let him come
line,
back
the
to
the first
you.
Sentence. Love is patient.
Folks,
love is kind.
If we don't put the word of God
the
in our children's
and the accelerator
hearts,
of the car.
If we don't
love
put
is a
the
car,
word of God in the people
then
around
patience
us,
is the brakes.
They're going to leave the Lord.
It's turning
they're
the other
lose
cheek.
Their faith.
It's biting
and
your
all
tongue.
All we'll be able to do is
not
thank God for just
back.
The opportunity for
but
them
kindness
to come back
is the accelerator.
Let's not
and we
let
sometimes
it get
forget
that,
about this.
Don't let
you know,
your
we
child slip away. Let's not let them slip away.
And the importance of turning the other cheek. But we don't think about the importance of going the extra mile. When
let's
someone compels
Bible
you to go 1 mile,
seriously.
You go with them too. They don't have a right
follow
to even
it.
Ask one, but you go with them
not
too
because
you're going to show kindness.
Because
you're not just
going
to turn the other cheek
to
your enemy.
To see it's important to us.
You're going to show kindness in a practical way. You're going to, if your enemy is hungry,
this.
You're going to give them something
secondly,
to drink or something
I want you
to eat.
Notice
you're going
to
show
Paul
in a practical way
that he
love.
Feels is
that's
so important for them to know.
And this is a gift.
Read verse 14 through 16 with me.
I know I'm talking about
for you
this
brothers
in the
became imitators
of
the churches of God in Christ.
But wouldn't
that
you say
Judea?
That most of your arguments day to day, week to week, are not
that
with
the
strangers?
Word of God did that
most
made
of the
them
conflicts
that
we have in our life
church
are within
Judea
the
that was such a great.
And so I think when we think about
let's read.
Showing love to our enemies,
for
we
you
need
suffered
to start
the
in
same
the home.
Things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews who killed
get under our
Lord Jesus
that most irritate us and annoy us
and drove us out and displeased God and opposed
to show
all mankind
kindness
by hindering
to.
Us from
the nature
speaking
of kindness
to the
is
Gentiles
proactive.
That they might be saved.
It's not
so
reactive.
It's always
it's not
to
just
fill up the measure
doing
of their
to
sins,
others as
but
they
wrath
have done
has come
to
upon
you.
Them at last.
It's doing unto others what as you
have
would
you
have
ever
them
considered it as a
that's
parent or as
rule.
A grandparent or as a mentor?
Romans 12 verse 10 says, outdo one another in showing
show
honor.
Your children.
And in that context,
really
later in the chapter, he says,
to be a disciple of Jesus.
To your enemies.
And you know what it really looks like?
It's being the first.
It's a person who suffers.
To give. Not just giving because someone else has given to you. Not just because someone
Matthew,
else has shown
chapter
kindness
5. I want you to turn over there
you're
with me
the
if you would. Matthew chapter
to show.
5.
It takes initiative
verses 10
in the
through 12. Notice what Jesus says about
kindness
those
is more important
who want
than
to be like him, who
think
want to live
this.
A blessed life.
I'd love
life.
To spend a whole lesson on this, especially in the context of
Matthew
marriage.
Matthew chapter 5.
We talk
5,
a lot about
10.
The importance of communication in marriage. Sometimes communication
blessed
is not
are those
the best
who are persecuted
marriage,
for righteousness' sake,
you
for theirs
the,
is the kingdom
counselor,
of heaven.
You know, the expert, the marriage expert.
For theirs
say, you just
is
need
the
to
kingdom
talk
of
it
heaven.
Out.
Blessed are you
you know
for others
says,
revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you
says,
falsely
your
on my account.
Don't say anything.
Rejoice and
probably
be glad for your reward
you
is
when you're at odds with each other.
In heaven.
Stop talking,
for they persecuted the prophets who were before me.
And show kindness.
Get up notice what Paul says here.
Some way. Sometimes
he says you're going through the same thing
are not
that your brethren are going through.
By showing
oh, and by
kindness.
The way, we could draw a conclusion from this.
Kindness takes risk.
They're going through the same thing Jesus went through.
Abigail,
and all the prophets
when
before
David
them.
Was threatening to come in and wipe out the whole family of Nabal.
Does
what
your
did
child
she do?
Know what it's really
she
like
the line.
To suffer
she went over
for the cause
the border.
Of Christ?
She went over to the other side, to the enemy.
Have you showed them? Have you told them?
Sometimes
what it means
that's the best
to
thing
be
we can do when we're
ridiculed.
At odds with someone. If your enemy is hungry, feed
or
him.
What
that's
it
what
means
Abigail
to be
did.
Harassed.
She fed her enemy and avoided a catastrophe.
Or for someone to show a prejudice against you.
And kindness thinks
or
nothing
or try to
himself,
intimidate
like
you or exclude
he,
you. Or maybe
even though
it's
he was
small.
Ill,
maybe it's a
even
smart.
Though he was sick near to death.
Maybe
he was not thinking about himself. He was more worried
because
about
you were a Christian
other
or you tried to talk to them and they say, I want to change the subject.
It's not about what you have done for me, and
or
so
maybe
I'm going to give
just
you
awkwardness.
Something in return.
We've all experienced
it takes
that,
the
I think,
initiative.
As Christians, when
it
you've
takes
tried
risks,
to give someone the
itself.
Gospel, when you've tried
and
to
so some
have
ideas,
a relationship with
do
someone.
Do something for them. Do one of their chores for
we
them.
We may not suffer the same
showing
persecution
common
as they did. We may not be
them,
killed in this
even
country
they may not
today.
Courtesy. Listen.
But are we putting
listen
ourselves
carefully.
Out there? Are we
turn off your
trying to give others the gospel and accepting the
laptop,
consequences
whatever you're
of that?
On.
Can you
when
honestly say that you're
listen
doing
listen
that?
To what they're saying and respond.
Or I'm afraid we've done something.
Praise and give
and I'm included in this. Sometimes we do this
not
thing.
Not flattery, not
where we say, well, why don't we suffer? Do we suffer? How do we suffer?
Some level of concern.
We do this
or
thing called
you,
compartmentalizing
sure
our
that.
Life.
And
I thought this was a great example of
seeing appreciation
if I can figure out where
for
the
them.
Pointer is
even
on this
put
thing.
It in the mail, though you may
oh, well.
Live under the same
so,
roof.
We have our professional life, so
needs.
We go to work.
Let me
and
close
we get our 40, 45, 50 hours
this
a week
by
we go
talking
home.
About the most important.
And then we have our personal life, where, you know, if you're single, you go on dates, where you have your family, you have your close friends
that
you associate with.
Turn over in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
And then your private life, where that's kind of
the
more serious things. That's my little
circle.
Deuteronomy
chapter 6, we have that
famous
passage where Moses announces to the children of Israel in verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. There is no other God.
Then you have your Christian life.
Verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
I'm afraid that sometimes
and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently
to
your children. Verse
7, basically here in this building.
And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise.
Are we challenging
how
our children
it is
showing
that we teach
them, hey, look,
our families,
I live for Christ every single day. Every
look over
single
in chapter
minute,
8
work,
of Deuteronomy.
In my hobbies.
He says in verse 2,
life,
you shall remember
home,
the whole way that the Lord your God has led you
the
these 40 years in the
make,
wilderness that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart,
showing
whether you would keep his commandments
that.
Or not. And he humbled
Paul
you
uses a word here
and let you hunger
so
and fed you with manna, which you did not
it's
know,
a word
nor
that
did
you
your
don't
fathers
find
know.
Anywhere else in the
he
New
might
Testament.
Make you know.
And that's the word countryman.
That man does not live
he
by
said,
bread
you
alone,
suffered
but
from
man
your
lives
own
by
countrymen.
Every word
that's
that
not
comes
unusual
from
because
of the Lord.
How did Jesus fit in his,
it's so
in his hometown?
At this time of
they ran him out.
To spoil our children.
So are we going to have to suffer? Are we going
to
have to deal with issues from people around us in our close area? If
but in this abundant
we're living a Christ-like
land,
life,
we're living in the land that
the gospel,
Moses
absolutely.
Was anticipating here in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
Not that we're going to look
8,
for trouble, but we are presenting them the
without
gospel,
scarcity, where
with
we can
our lives
just almost gorge ourselves with all of these things.
Now, how many of us
it's so easy
are
for us
that?
To cause our
how
children
many of us
to forget
are giving that?
That man does not live
Second Timothy
by
chapter 3
alone,
verse 12
every word that proceeds
what is Timothy what does Paul write to
let
Timothy
us not allow our families
remember,
to forget
all
God is the
who,
most important thing in
let's read
our
it Second Timothy
3
12
the most important person in our lives don't have any meaning without him
he says
and
that everyone or all
not just material things but give them something of substance.
Who are aspiring to live godly. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12.
Let's give them God. Will you go with me?
Indeed,
in
all who desire
Father,
to live a godly life
families,
in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for the relationship.
Now, what could you put at the end of that sentence?
That define us, that make us who we are.
Paul puts, will.
And we're so thankful for this time of year when we're reminded of the most important
where's
things
yours?
Of our families and the time
where's
we have
mine?
To spend with them. Help us to give
Paul says
our
one of
the
signs that they were serving the Lord was the fact that they were persecuted by their own countrymen. And one of the worst things about it was it hindered
them
really from sharing how to be saved to the Gentiles.
But the most important person.
It was difficult,
in
which inferred
name.
That they were already sharing the gospel. I hope and pray one day that when Ella grows up that she does suffer. Because of the cause of Christ. And that there are people out there who, well, let me put it like this, that she is trying to preach the gospel and that Satan is trying to hinder her. He sees her as a threat. Does he see you as a threat? Does he see you as someone who matters to him? I want to share a story with you. There was a father and son who were talking about a boys' basketball career. I was sitting in the gym a few days ago, and I was watching a game, and they were right in front of me, so I heard the whole conversation. I was kind of eavesdropping. But they hope they're hoping he's going to devote himself to playing so he can play high school ball, then college ball. And then no doubt he's dreaming of going to the NBA because you can see it in his eyes. And he's good. He's really good. I've seen him play. And they were talking about the different levels of AAU ball and the time that he was going to devote to practice, lifting weights, doing cardio, dribbling the ball. And then they talked about the time needed to be spent in the gym after school. No doubt every bit of this is true. And then the father. I thought it was so cool that the father was right there with it. But the father was going to have to put a priority on basketball for his son. He's looking into the future, and he sees something in the future for his son. He sees a college scholarship. He sees the NBA. He sees success for his son. And let's just say, and I thought about this a long time, let's say that young man wins a high school basketball state championship. And let's say he goes to a Division I school and goes to the Final Four. And let's say he's drafted into the NBA. And let's say he plays for a few years, he retires at 30, and lives off the wealth that he amassed in his few years of play. Then what? Then he dies one day. What next? I think we as fathers, we as parents, we as mentors need to know and to help children pursue the one necessary thing in their life. When all other things seem so important, and it does, come with me and you'll find out how important sports are, for example. But what is the one necessary thing in children's life that they need the most? Paul writes to the church at Philippi, and I think he teaches us the one necessary thing. Go to Philippians chapter 3, and let's start reading in verse 7. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. Whatever gain I had, I counted it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish of all things and in order that I may gain Christ. I'm just going to challenge this here. I think about my little girl and I think about her getting all these great accolades and her being a great athlete and me getting her a chance to teach her the sports that I love and the hobbies that I love. And I think about her missing this and it kills me. How many of us are putting a priority on the one thing that matters the most? Knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. That's what matters the most. And so just like taking the time to go to the gym early, we're going to have to come to services on time. And just like the extra practice time that basketball takes after school, weekends, holidays, we're going to have to show them in our time that God is important. We're going to have to show them that He's more important than anything else. And that's going to require sacrifice. But do you see in the future what we're looking for? Do you see what's most important? Now, again, some people think that these things are the most important thing. I know people who have state championship rings and they're locked in a drawer somewhere. 13 years later, they don't matter. But what does last is Jesus Christ. And the fact that we've suffered for Him and the fact that we've learned to trust God because of it. And so I want to challenge us with this. What are we doing right now as parents to be an example of suffering? Are we going to merge every area of our life to the point to where our coworkers know who we belong to and our friends know who we belong to and the people that we meet in public know who we belong to because we've talked to them about Him because He's the most important thing to us? Let's share the things that we go through with our children. And finally, and I believe this is probably the most important point of all, so stay with me for about five more minutes and the lesson is yours. Paul says, I want you to be my glory and my joy. I want you to think about this. Is there anything that you could possibly think of that you could be proud of when Jesus returns? Let me ask that question again. When Jesus returns, is there anything that you could point to or talk about that you could say, I want you to know that I did this and I'm so proud of it? You know what Paul points to? He doesn't point to all the things that he went through, all the sufferings. He doesn't point to the thousands of people, I'm sure, heard the gospel because of him. You know who he points to? The people that he taught here. Because the influence that he had on them made them so special. And the lives that they lived and the fact that they were going to have a chance to go to heaven and be with God, that was the most important thing of all. Paul says in verse 17, for since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly with great desire to see you face to face. He said, in this life, we're going to be separated. And I say this with the most humility I can. I know one day Ella and I are going to be separated. I know Lauren and I are going to be separated forever. But not forever, really. Until we meet in eternity, until we meet on Judgment Day. And then look at what Paul says here in verse 18. Because we wanted to come to you. I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord at His coming? There's that rhetorical question again. What could we possibly point to as our hope or our crown or our joy of boasting before the Lord Jesus at His coming? Is it not you? I want y'all to think about that. One day, when Jesus comes back and we stand before God on Judgment Day, if there's anything we can be proud of, it can be our children. Because they are our hope, our glory, and our joy. I want you to consider the fact that our children are just basically on loan from God to us. And we're stewards. And I would go as far as to say that the people that you spend time with every day, those opportunities, that is a gift from God to share the good news of Jesus Christ with them. An opportunity. And Satan will try to hinder her. But I'm going to do my best as a father not to. Satan may hinder her, but I'm going to do my best not to. I'm going to try everything I can to help her get to heaven. I read a quote the other day that really pushed me back. It said, the new relationship norm in our culture is that parents who were wounded by their parents are wounding their kids. In other words, we're passing on the mistakes and hurts of our childhood. I say, if that's the case, we stop that trend now. Maybe you didn't have a great relationship with your parents. Maybe you've gone through difficulty. I say we make a determination today that our greatest joy, our greatest crown, our greatest hope, our greatest glory will be the day when we can stand in judgment and hear Jesus say to our children, well done, good and faithful servant. Is there anything better? Is there anything greater? Because it's not going to matter about these things. What's going to matter is that we gave our all to serve God and to teach those entrusted to us. So I want to challenge us this morning to think about this. She's not here this morning, but I brought a picture so I could look at her. Parents, I want you to do something that's going to embarrass your kids to death this morning. You ready for this? I want you to look at them. That's right. Take a look at them. Go ahead. I'll wait. Okay, now that was sufficiently awkward. But I want you to think about something. We all want to spend eternity with our children. We all want them to be our joy. Are we giving it 100%? Seriously, think about it. Are you giving everything to God so that they will? Because if you're not, they won't. Or have we decided that the last day is coming soon? And when I examine myself, I know that in just a few days, 6,570 days, they're going to be gone. And I need to guide them here on earth. Because one day I'm going to stand in judgment and I want them to be my joy, my crown, my glory. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, as I said 2 weeks ago, there could be nothing greater here than for you to come forward and to submit your life to God. Maybe you're sitting here and thinking this morning that you're not prepared to meet God in judgment. Maybe you're sitting here this morning thinking you haven't been the best parent. I tell you one thing, I've only been a parent 13 days, and I know I've made mistakes. We all have. But God can forgive you, and we can do better. And I think that's what this lesson is about this morning, making a determination to be the best we can be. If you're not a Christian this morning, I want you to be the best you can be. I want you to follow God today with all my heart, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ as your Lord, and being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, starting that new life with Him. As a parent, setting the example. If you're away from God today, and we want to help you, as the outline says, call on one of the elders here, call on one of the deacons, call on one of the preachers, call on one of the members. We want to help you. You don't have to come forward as we sing the invitation song. You can come forward afterwards, but don't let the moment slip away. Today may be the last. If there's anything we can help you with this morning, or if there's anything we can pray with you about this morning, or as we resolve to do the best we can to make every day count with our children, make a resolution to do that this morning as we stand and as we sing.